We've heard all of the testimony we need to, I believe. As judge, prosecutor, and not least of all, queen, I am ready to render judgment in this trial in the matter of the murder of my husband, the king. He was taken from me so soon after our marriage, leaving me widowed and with no clear successor to the throne. It's up to me to see over things until the new king can be determined. It is traditional for the accused to make one last statement before judgment is passed. This might be an opportune time to change your plea to guilty and throw yourself upon my mercy. So speak now, but choose your words carefully. You want a trial by sex? There's no such thing. I have the book of law right here, see? Trial by judge, trial by combat. Then the section ends abruptly. Wait, two of the pages are stuck together. Let me peel them apart. Why are these pages stuck together? Oh, ew. Ugh. I suppose those illustrations have something to do with it. Alright, so apparently, this trial by sex is a real thing. Although I have no idea why. Once invoked, if you aren't allowed your chance to prove your innocence through showing your sexual prowess, we'd have to let you go. We can't let that happen. But this says that the prosecutor must be the one to accept your challenge if they are of the opposite gender. I named myself prosecutor, but now I am bound by the law. So in accordance with the law, I must either engage in intercourse with you to see who can be the one to bring the other to climax first, or you go free. Very well. I owe it to my beloved husband to see that this killer is punished. I will do it in his memory, and for the good of his kingdom. As my attendants undress me, and the guards unshackle you, I will prepare myself for this indignity in the name of justice. But this grieving widow's body will not yield easily to the murderer of her husband. It will be you who finishes first, and it shall be one of the last things you do. A bed has been brought in for us. It's not nearly what I am used to, and far better than what you deserve. It grieves me greatly to know that you will enjoy both the bed and my body before your death, but you must pay for your crime. No, do not draw this out any longer. Mount me if you must go through this, but know that the guards will kill you should you try to harm me. Enjoy my body while you can, murderer. I shall make sure that your death is especially slow because of this indignity, for you shall be proven guilty. Just as I used my mind to prove your guilt in the trial earlier, now I shall use my body to do the same. Your body. Your body gives mine no pleasure with what we are doing. I will get my pleasure from you later, upon your slow and painful death. Finish, damn you! This was good enough for the king. How dare you outlast him? How dare you try so hard to satisfy me when I'm still in mourning? And how dare you resist my body's efforts, even if your life depends on it? Council members, gather round so you can witness his failure. He cannot last much longer. Can't last. Oh, wait. Give me a moment to wait. No, and only after that do I feel your release into me, and see your smug look at prevailing over justice and my body. Very well then, our laws are clear. You are free to go. Now do so, and may I never lay eyes. What? Page 872. What use do you have for the Book of Law now? You there! Show me what is on that page. He that slays the king and takes the queen for his own becomes king by the laws of succession. I can't believe it. You've twisted the laws to your advantage. You have played our rules against us, like you used my body against me, and there is nothing we can do about it. Because now you are the king. You heard him. Go. Clear the courtroom. He He desires to be alone with me now. Obey him. Obey the king. Just as I must do. So you are alone now with me, my majesty. My husband. What is it you want from me now? Do you want more depravities from me? More of my body, now yours by law? Or do you just want to gloat with me over how well things went? How easily you killed my dearly departed husband, with only a little help from me? Or how you perverted our laws, with a great deal of help from me, and my research into obscure laws? Come now, my king, and pervert your new bride. Together we will rule this kingdom. You shall have a long and happy reign. As long as you remember who really wields the power here.